Hello, my name is Laura Lindemann, and I'm going to be reading a little more scripture and asking you to join me in prayer. The passage that Ruth read in John 11 gives sort of the highlights of the story that includes Mary and Martha and Lazarus along with Jesus. In the middle of the story, there's a little more. This is one of my favorite passages of scripture, in part because my youngest daughter, Martha, is named for this Martha incident, where she brings all of her emotions and her reason to Jesus and says, "Here, handle it." Martha meets Jesus before he even gets to the house and says, "If you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. And even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus says that your brother will rise again. Martha agrees with him. "I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus says, "I'm the resurrection and the life." Mary also brings her grief to Jesus. When Mary got to Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, "If you had been here, Lazarus would never have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the other mourners as well, he was troubled in spirit, moved by the deepest emotions. "Where have you laid him?" Jesus asked. "Come and see," they said. And Jesus wept. The people in the crowd began to remark, "See how much he loved him?" Others said, "He made the blind person see. Why couldn't he have done something to prevent Lazarus's death?" This is the middle of the story, and that's where we usually are. Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you are able to stand in the middle of the story with us, that you allowed Jesus to be fully present in the constraints of time and feel the emotions that we have when we can only see the middle. Thank you that you will stand with us the whole way when we're trapped in time and we can't see the future and we have to trust a blank slate. You provide for us and you are not surprised or angry or ashamed of us in our grief. Help us to bring you all of our grief in all of the shapes that it takes and trust that you will walk with us the whole way through it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now we're going to listen to a song by Jim Krogert, Jubal's father, that articulates more of this Jesus walking with us. I can kind of imagine Lazarus singing it as he comes out of the tomb.